Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor Lamed Vav 36. Lamenatzeach le'eved Adonai le'David. To the conductor, for the servant of God, to David. The designation Eved Hashem, servant of God, is given to only three biblical personalities, Moshe, Yehoshua, and David. While others retain some form of the word, like Avdi, to be called Eved Hashem is unique, and David has this title here and in Psalm 18 alone. The psalm breaks down into three sections. The first two contrast the actions of the wicked individual with the righteous and God's providence over him in the second section. The final two verses are a request for the psalmist to God to protect him from evil. And so this is an interesting setup that there's a first section which describes the evil, and the second section which contrasts that and describes the righteous and what he will receive. Verse 2 begins with the word ne'um, which is interesting. It says, ne'um pesha larasha bekerev libi, ein pachad Elohim leneged enav. The word ne'um means like a speech, but it reminds us of the prophetic speeches of Bil'am the Rasha, who sought to curse the children of Israel. For this reason, the psalmist uses the word to describe the philosophy of the Rasha and his actions. After all, Bil'am is the classic Rasha. So it says, Ne'um Pesha L'Rasha, transgression, a speech of transgression about the wicked in his heart, who says there is no fear of God, or he believes there's no fear of God before his eyes. Ki hichlik elav be'inav limtso avano lisno, for he flatters himself with his own eyes, that his iniquity cannot be found and hated. Divrei piv avin umirma chadal hashkiv lehetiv, the words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and to do good. Aven yachashov al mishkavo yitzev al derech lo tov, ra lo yimas. He plots mischief while on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not loathe evil. The Rasha, first and foremost, has no fear of God. Religious individuals are guided by positive values of morality and righteous interpersonal ideas, as well as the fear of sin, violating the will of God, the precepts of the Torah, and halacha. While the guiding force should be the former, the safety net of the latter, of refraining from sin, because God would be angry, would punish, that shapes the religious individual in his life. Not so with regard to the Rasha. He is godless, and therefore subject only to his own moral standards, or perhaps lack thereof. Thus, the beginning of this Rasha speech is, no God before his eyes. So in whom does he trust? Where does he seek guidance, and whom does he emulate? The answer is himself. The truth is, the Rasha does believe in God, just that he is the God of his own reason, the morality he developed, which is good or bad. For this, he is very good at flattering himself and convincing himself of his stellar moral nature. As a result, he believes in whatever conclusions he made for himself. He ends up speaking with deceit and sin, and he ceases to be wise. In contrast to this world outlook, the tzaddik places his faith in God. He witnesses a world guided by justice, but also loving kindness, a world where man and beast alike see the salvation of God. The source of life lies with God. In him is the true light. He knows the secret of the fusion of justice and compassion, the mystery we all desire to unlock. When not dumbfounded by this seeming contradiction, God is able to show fairness and goodness in the world to all creatures. So he begins with the call out to God, Adonai, b'hashamayim chastecha, emunatcha et shchakin, tzidkatcha k'hariel mishpatecha tom rabba, adamu v'hema toshia Adonai. God, your loving kindness is in the heavens and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your judgments are great and deep. You preserve man and beast. Mayakar, mayakar, chastecha Elohim v'nei adam b'tzel k'nefecha yechasayun, yirvin midesha b'itecha, v'nachal adonaycha shetashkem, k'imcha mokor chayim b'orcha nir'er or, m'shoch chastecha li'odecha, b'tzidkatcha li'ishrei lev. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men take refuge under your shadow of your wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house, and you shall make them drink of the river of your pleasures. For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we shall see light. Once again, we note that the psalm is a direct call to God. The call is mostly philosophical, having contrasted the evil one's outlook and the righteous, but not including the urgency or desperation as we have seen in previous psalms. The verses are so poignant that they are used in two different places in daily prayer. In verse 7, Tzidkatcha, which says your justice, is used on Shabbat afternoon after Mincha, where we recite three verses which speak of God's justice in the world. Verses 8 through 11 are recited by every adult after donning the tefillin. They are recognition of the uniqueness and precious nature of tefillin, that the verses beginning with the expression, how precious is your loving kindness, is recited. There is, however, an ask, which appears in the last two verses of the psalm. Al tavoeni rego gava b'yad rasha'im al tinideni, sham naflu po'alei aven dochu v'lo yachlukum. Let not the foot of arrogance come against me, and let not the hand of wicked drive me away. There are the evildoers falling, and they are cast down and not able to rise. His request at the end of the psalm is a light one. He prays that the hand and foot of the wicked does not oppress him. Rather, they should falter where they are and not be able to rise.